USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Authorities are searching for the person or persons who shot and killed a New Jersey councilwoman. Police say Eunice Jumfor was found in her car after being shot multiple times by her home last night in Sayreville. That's about 25 miles south of Newark. A motive is unclear. Governor Phil Murphy says he's stunned by the news and added she's already built a reputation as a committed member of the borough council. The 30-year-old started serving on the council last year. The United States is building up its military presence in the Philippines amid escalating tensions between China and Taiwan. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has agreed to allow American military troops to be stationed at several bases on the Philippine Islands to expand its presence in the region. The Federal Reserve bumped up short-term interest rates by a quarter percentage point and signaled it was ready to do so again in its meeting in March. The decision Wednesday to raise the Fed's benchmark federal funds rate followed six larger consecutive increases to combat inflation, which hit a 40-year high last year, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Power was restored at Los Angeles International Airport, or LAX, Wednesday afternoon, after outages at terminals briefly disrupted operations.
According to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, the outage lasted about 50 minutes when crews on the field were able to reroute power to LAX and restore service. The blackout briefly forced the TSA to stop screening passengers. Those screenings were set to resume after the power came back. The airport had previously advised people that flights could be impacted. I'm Victoria Idoni.
This is USA News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Australia's Central Bank announced Thursday it will be replacing the image of the $5 bill with an indigenous design instead of a portrait of King Charles III following the transition from currency featuring late Queen Elizabeth II. The $5 bill was the last remaining bill featuring the monarch, though the king will still be featured on coins. Just how bad are things at the southern U.S. border? That's what some members of the House are set to find out.
The House Judiciary Committee calling it a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels told them they're right.
I have personally experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly of being a border county. Currently, this is the ugliest I've experienced.
He said the open border is being exploited by criminals and border crimes are at an all-time high. But El Paso County, Texas Judge Ricardo Samaniego disagreed. He called it a false racist narrative.
There's no invasion of migrants in our community, nor are there hordes of undocumented immigrants committing crimes against citizens.
The Biden administration has faced criticism from both parties over its handling of immigration and border security. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration released a long-awaited study Wednesday that recommends allowing a major development of oil on Alaska's North Slope that supporters say could boost U.S. energy security. Climate activist opponents are calling the study a carbon bomb. ConocoPhillips Alaska had proposed five drilling sites as part of its Willow project. The Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, in the report calls for up to three drill sites initially. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.